Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
I was stargazing. Life goes on. I need all my babies.
Woke up looking for the broccoli. High key, keep a horn on me. That Kamasi. IP ownership. The blueprint is by me. Mr. Get Off, I get off at my feet.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Best show on the radio. Thank you for listening on your radio 94.1 and streaming on the Odyssey app, the free Odyssey app. Jack has promised an Eagles-focused top five at five, which is outrageous.
No bits either.
Yeah, no bits at all?
Straight facts.
Well, will it be there? Yeah, will the dagger be in there is a bit of a bit. Let's do it.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
Even change the music up.
Oh,
we are thirsting it up as we get. You know, it was funny. I was actually trying to come up with like top five wild card moments for the Eagles. There's like not that many that stick out. Wild card weekend moments.
Yeah, were you going to go back early?
You can go back. I would do since 2000, of course.
Right. Yeah.
You know.
Well, we got the Tampa game.
Yeah. 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 Well, there wasn't many that jumped out. So right. I was like, you know what? We'll get people set with the five best postseason moments of last year.
Okay.
Starting at number five. Oh, with the Super Bowl still hanging in the balance. It definitely wasn't over. There was a lot of questions as to if this one was going to go either way when it was 27-3 Eagles. But then Jalen dropped back because he called it. He went to Sirianni and he said, put the dagger in, damn it.
Run it.
Run it. Run it. And boy, did it result in a moment.
They go with a pistol formation. Hurts in the gun. Trailed by Barkley. Hurts back. Looking. He is going deep. And it is caught. Touchdown.
The Slim Reaper.
Devontae Smith. Devontae Smith, 46 yards.
The Slim Reaper. So you got a sudden change. You force them to turn it over on downs, and on the very first play, you line up the Slim Reaper on the left side, and he just runs by the defense, and it's a perfectly thrown ball by the quarterback, Jalen Hurts. Put some respect on his name.
All right.
You heard me.
No.
So two things can be true. One, they would have won the game without the dagger.
Yes.
Two, it was a great play.
Great play.
Yeah, great play.
It's going to be too romanticized, much like the Philly special, but it has aged very well.
No,
it's nowhere near the Philly special.
The Philly special is so much bigger. Yeah.
Of course, but they could have won the game without the Philly special.
Really?
They needed to score a touchdown. There was fourth down.
Take the points. Looking back, I wish he would have. No,
take the points.
Just kidding. Fourth. best moment of last year's postseason was the moment, we thought the game against the Rams was over. Oh, Saquon in the snow.
Yes. Hurts of the gun on first down. He goes to Barkley. He breaks a tackle. He's on his way.
Uh-oh.
Here he goes. He's at the 40, 30, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown! Saquon Barkley, 78 yards.
Mm. Yeah, and then as soon as Jake missed the extra point, we knew it wasn't over. There was something so ominous about them missing that extra point.
Yeah, for sure.
I was so nervous after he missed the extra point. Yeah. But it was a great play. Man, Saquon's year last year.
Oh, it was the best.
I need to put myself in the headspace. This is good about this, about what that Saquon year was like last year.
Oh, dude, I watched the, was it America's game I watched?
Probably. I mean,
Something that was on Prime Video. I just watched it during our time off.
Okay. The Saquon documentary was on there.
So I watched the whole year. Well, this was the Eagles year. It was the recap of the Eagles year. And just taking you through those games and Saquon and what he was doing, that brought the memory back. Like, man, that was special last year.
0-4 T.O., 10 Halliday, Saquon.
Yeah. I don't know which order you would put those in.
Yeah. I mean, 0-6 Howard on the list.
Yeah.
But, man.
Well, yeah, 0-6 Howard didn't get us to the postseason.
No, but come on.
Yeah,
come on.
I'm with 50, you.
Yeah, yeah. I would never disrespect him. And 17 Carson.
Well, T.O. only played in one game in the postseason.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, 17 Carson is not the same.
Oh, well.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Similar feeling?
Kind of.
Josh Allen before Josh Allen?
I think I had to put Saquon here above all of them.
Probably. Halliday and him, I think, are really, really close.
Well, I think that year, Roy Halliday.
No hitter and a perfect game.
That was ridiculous.
Yeah.
And a Cy Young.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was ridiculous. We didn't win the World Series.
We did not.
No. No. Believe it or not. No, we didn't. But he also pitched 6 innings on a pulled groin in the NLCS, which doesn't get brought up enough.
Okay.
Anyway, number three, another Saquon moment. And the best part about Saquon's year last year is that there was a lot of moments that left you laughing.
Yeah.
You know, you're like, did he really just do that?
Yeah.
Well, that was what happened after the first touch in the NFC Championship game.
Hurts under center on first down. He pitches it out to Barkley, takes off to the outside. He's at the 50. He's at the 40. He's at the 30. He's going to go. 15, 10, 5, touchdown. Saquon Barkley, 60 yards on his opening touch.
He touched it, and he took it to the house. It's as simple as that.
That was wild.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
That
was we're going to win the Super Bowl, aren't we, moment.
That was just like the Patrick Robinson pick
yes,
six.
Yes, you knew there was no turning back.
Yeah, there was no turning back at that point.
Yeah.
Man. And then Dan Quinn kicked the field goal after, a 17-play drive?
Yes.
Right? They got the ball first, and then Saquon did that. Yeah.
Yeah, because I was nervous during that drive.
Yeah.
I think they had what? Didn't they have like two or three fourth down conversions on that drive?
And then he got down there and didn't go for it on fourth down.
And remember, they had the fake punt.
Yes,
did they?
That's
yeah,
right.
With Tressway.
Yeah,
Tressway threw it right over his head.
Did you see the thing the other day where the Colts fake punted two straight plays?
Yes.
No, I didn't.
They fake punted the fourth. It worked. They kept the personnel out there, and they fake punted again and caught them with 12 men on the field on the defense. It was the wildest thing I ever saw. That Saquon, I agree with you. The Patrick Robinson interception was not in the building for the Saquon run. The Patrick Robinson interception, that was the loudest I've ever heard that stadium.
Yeah.
And it was that feeling. It's like, oh, nobody's beating us this year.
No one's touching.
Yeah.
No one's touching. Second biggest moment of last year was a moment that Spike brought up for an entire summer.
Yeah.
And had it gone another way,
yeah,
we might not be Super Bowl champs.
Up to the bottom, Nacua to the top. Third and two. Stafford in trouble. He's sacked. Brought down by Jalen Carter. Fourth down, final minute clock running, gotta have it.
Complete mistake inside. You've got a rookie in at center. He turned the wrong way, and they gave a free run to the best of the defensive linemen of the Philadelphia Eagles. You'll see the center turn here, and there's nobody left.
Mm. Until that play,
we were losing.
Yeah. I was like, this is going to end in heartbreaking fashion.
Yeah.
Because Puka caught.
Well, it's ridiculous.
He caught that ridiculous pass right there on the sideline. I'm like, oh, my God, we're going to lose this game.
Yep. And the Rams have done that a couple times this year. It didn't. Mm-hmm. The Carolina game, they almost pulled out. The Falcons game, they almost pulled out.
Yeah.
And the reason I brought that up is I think everyone forgets the way that they felt before that play happened.
What?
It is the way that you
yes,
just described.
Sir.
We were losing that game.
Yeah.
It was, oh no, we are about to blow this game with the ominous extra point missed.
Yep.
And that is it. We were losing that game.
And it would have been an all-timer.
Yeah. An all-time loss.
That thing was over.
Yes.
They dominated that football game.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, that was until that play, man. When that play happened, and you went from feeling comfortable that they were going to win it to the extra point being missed, to them marching down the field with no problem.
Yep, dude.
They marched down the field with no problem, scored. Of course, we went three and out. You knew that.
Always.
Yep.
They got the ball back again.
Dude, Vic Fangio, unbelievable defensive coordinator, except
2 minute drills.
2 minute drills. It's crazy. Whenever it's like, hey, the team has to go the whole length of the field, we got the Eagles defense. It's like, nope, just kidding. Here's a 90 yard drive.
Yeah.
All right, but number one in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Come on, man, the birthday boy.
Oh, there's my guy.
The guy that cemented himself as a legend, Cooper DeJean.
Back goes Mahomes. He's rushing. He's looking. It's intercepted. It's intercepted. Running with the football to the 25. Down the far side is DeJean. And DeJean is in for a touchdown.
Happy birthday, Cooper DeJean.
Bit of a pause for Merrill as he tries to figure out whether it is Reed or Cooper. It's happened to all of us. Look, man.
I agree.
It has happened to all of us.
And the numbers are similar. 32, 33.
Yeah.
Did you see the Bills guy went up to Reed?
Oh, that was classic.
Yes. And he said, I'm like, the other one.
I'm the other one.
Great answer, too. Great response from Reed. Just took it in stride. Like, nah, man, I'm the other one.
Yeah, what a run.
Man, what a run last year.
Are we going to Santa Clara this year? Are we going to hang out there? Well, I guess we'll be in San Francisco. That's what we found out.
Scale of 1 to 10?
Yeah.
I'm at a 7.5.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, that's pretty strong.
I'm at a 7.5.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm about a 4. Jack?
Man, if Bo Bichette signs, you can have whatever.
Yeah, he doesn't care.
Yeah.
I like that you've leaned into this.
Give me Bo.
Yeah. All right.
But I don't think so. But
you
we'll
don't
see.
Think so.
We'll
see. Excuse me. This hour, sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Guided Door and Window's big winter sale going through January now. Save 40% off any window or any door. Call 877-GO-GUIDA or go to goguida.com. 215-592-9494. Chuck in Mount Airy. You're on WIP. What's up, Chuck?
Fellas.
Chuck.
How we doing today?
What's up, Chuck?
What up, Chuck?
Hey, listen, 2010 Vic was outstanding. You know what I mean? How could you guys leave out 2010 Vic? That was an amazing year.
Well, I said that is the best year that I've ever seen from an an Eagles quarterback.
Oh, 2010, Michael Vick.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's the best year I've ever seen from an Eagles quarterback, but I do not think it is on the same level as the other seasons we were talking about.
Jalen Hurts wish he can lace Michael Vick's shoes. You know what I'm saying? Hey, listen, let me show you this, right?
Well,
hey, I heard somebody on the morning, on a midday show. Hey, it's like, you know, you might as well lean in. Lean in, man. You know, it's sometimes you got to play the villain.
Oh, is there any shortage of me playing the villain, buddy? Come on, man.
No, I mean, but listen, they're going to think you hate Jalen anyway, so just hate him, man. Like, I mean, stop trying to appease
him.
Right.
Come on,
I don't
Chuck.
Hate them. I don't hate him. I hate them.
Yes, me too. I want that clear on the record.
What I'm saying, is this. I don't want to. I want to go into the playoff game with good vibes, but you got idiots like the guy Dusty, who calls up and, you know, all he wants to do is just worship Jalen. You know, hey, Dusty, listen, let me advise you something, right? Jalen is not that good, all right? And you're not that good of a caller. So, you know, maybe you guys, that's what you guys got in common. You know what I mean? You know, but other than that, I don't even want to address you because you're not even worth addressing.
Let me ask you this, Chuck.
Yeah, what's
you
up,
look at, you look at all 14 quarterbacks in the playoffs this year. Where does Jalen rank on the trust meter?
All 14 quarterbacks, I trust him probably because you got Drake May. I really think highly of Drake May. So, yeah, I trust him probably like ninth.
Ninth?
Yeah.
Ninth. Wait a minute.
This is where you and I get into it.
Chuck's turn around.
You don't want to give Jalen any credit.
No, listen, no.
I'm not going to sit here and argue that he's the greatest, but come on, man.
Ike, listen, man, you know, you disrespect Hoop. You disrespect Quinyon. You disrespect Jalen Carter. You disrespect guys on defense. I'm not talking about you, Ike.
I know what you're saying, yes.
You know, people disrespect these guys.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And don't mention them. You know what I mean? A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith. You know what I mean? Saquon had the greatest year ever. Delane Johnson. Just to uplift this dude?
But what about his part? First of all, he plays a more important position than any of those guys. So they don't have the pressure. They don't have the pressure to perform week in and week out that Jalen Hurts does. Matter of fact, we were 8-2 without AJ being a focal point of the offense.
Like, listen.
Well, I mean, were we, not, were we not?
Listen, we had a great running game. You know, and the guy is.
Not this year, we haven't had a great running game.
Well, what has he done this year but besides not complete a pass in the second half? I've never seen that from a quarterback. You know, besides him turn the ball over two times on one play.
He set a career high in passing touchdowns. I mean,
there you go.
Hold on, one second. Easy. He had 6 interceptions this year, right?
Yep.
4 were in one game.
Yes.
So that's an, you know.
And I'm telling you, he started throwing interceptions and people were upset that they weren't getting the ball. He had 1 interception and they were 8-2.
Man, listen, if you want to count turnovers and not turning the ball over and lower the bar, you know, turn the ball over.
I'm just trying to give him any credit.
He's an average quarterback. You know how hard it is to be an average quarterback in his league? It's very hard, man.
Chuck is on his game right now.
Yeah, I'm not going to keep arguing because I'm in a good mood today, so I'm not even dealing with this nonsense.
I said it a couple years ago, before everybody, he's a great game manager.
Okay.
That's what he is.
Okay.
He's a great game manager. And that's all I get.
I won't argue that.
He ain't nothing great. I've seen better, man. And I know I've seen better with my eyes. I'm not going to get in this psychosis thing with all these crazy ass people out here that call up here and say he's better than Dan Marino.
That was foolish. Yeah, that was silly.
That is wild.
That type of stuff. I couldn't believe it. I wanted to jump on my car. This ain't better than Dan Marino. The guy, I wanted him to say, I'm just playing. I'm joking. I was waiting for that. He didn't even do that. The guy just continued on with it. Like, so that's the stuff I'm talking about, man. You know what I mean? They go too far with it.
That's what I'm saying.
So that's what I'm saying. And I'm done with the Jalen thing. I'm trying to go into this game, 27-13. Like, the vibes. Our defense is going to lead the way. But let me say something real quick to OG Wade. Listen to what I'm saying to you, right?
No.
5'8 with a 6'5" right hand. You're welcome to try it at any buffet you want, man. Just let me know.
All right.
And you're welcome to try it. But other than that, though, I can respect OG. Because he never mentioned Bryce Harper when he comes at me. See, the thing about you, Dusty, right?
Oh, boy.
When you come at me, Dusty, And you mentioned Bryce Harper, who's a grown-ass man, and he decided to do that on his own because I am Chuck from Mount Airy. You know what I'm saying? You got to understand that your point becomes non and void at that time. If you're going to rip me, rip me. Don't pit Bryce Harper in it because he ain't got nothing to do with it. You know what I'm saying? Dusty, learn how to be a great caller, and then maybe we can talk. But other than that, what I'm trying to say is I love the Birds, 27-13. Spike, stick with your guns. Jack, stick with your guns. We're getting Bobachek in here. And Ike, just enjoy the defense, baby. Enjoy the ride. You know what I'm saying? Right. Enjoy the ride, man. The second ring, back to back. No matter how we get it, we going to get it. You know what I'm saying? Right. I'm still an Eagles fan, diehard Eagles fan, but I'm not giving Jalen all that credit. You kiss my ass with that one.
All right, Chuck. I like how Chuck has made Bobachek into Bobachek, like he's Boba Fett from Star Wars or something.
Yeah.
Bobachek. I like that, actually.
Yeah. It's the second best name a caller has come up with this week.
Yeah. Alamador Menor is the one.
I forgot about that
one. It's a great one.
That was a great one. Yeah. Great week for the callers, even the ones that made me mad.
Strong caller week. We were introduced to Kristen.
Yes.
Introduced to Keisha again. Reintroduced to Keisha.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Strong Chuck week. Strong Dustin week. Yep. Rios today.
Yeah.
Good caller week.
Strong. Gary in Vineland, you're on WIP. What's up, Gary?
Yeah, I think Chuck is in like a hockey mindset. That's where he gets to Bobachek.
Oh, there you go.
He's all hockey all the time. And I'm with him. Dusty, I don't think Dusty should be able to say Spritzy because you spanked him in fantasy. Like, he should be not allowed to say that anymore.
Well,
all of us did.
Yeah, we all beat Dustin. The fact that he pointed out, and no one else has, that Jack spits when he talks.
I don't.
And it's accurate.
No, it's not.
Dustin is forever cemented. He is stamped. He is good. He can do whatever he wants. I can't believe no one ever said that before, and we all know that it's true.
Because it's not true?
It is true. You can see it on the glass after the show is over. Yeah. Yeah. Jack hates it.
And Chuck, did he really, like, Taylor Swift's going to sponsor his podcast? Is that where he was going for with his morning show rant?
Oh, I didn't hear the morning show rant.
Oh, God, I've never heard Chuck talk like that before, and then he came on the show yesterday and said he did it for Jason because
right, he's trying to get trying to get Taylor Swift to be
on this podcast.
Yes,
okay.
Or back to being an Eagles fan again.
Oh, got it. I didn't hear the Chuck rant. I do like, you know, Chuck rants are great. I like the version of Chuck that we had. Like Chuck, the afternoon show Chuck, Bob's and Weaves.
Yeah.
You know, Chuck used to be strictly a rant guy.
Yeah.
But we have funny Chuck, Bobbin and Weaving Chuck.
I think we're in a great place
with Chuck.
We don't have cut your hands off Chuck anymore.
Not for now. No, not for now. Not for now.
And Jack, by any chance, did you cut Ike saying, is somebody going to take a run at Vic's girlfriend?
No.
Oh, I didn't say take a run at her. I just meant find out who she was.
I think you meant like somebody get her on the record, but
it didn't come out the right way.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it came out the right way for me. I left my ass off for like 5 minutes. But
all right.
And I really wanted to say thoughts and prayers about the Tasty Cake Man. He's right. This show does just entertain for hours. You guys are the best.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Gary. Yeah, and Jack, I probably shouldn't ask on the air. Have we had an update from Tasty Cake?
He had a successful surgery today.
Oh, great. Okay. Great news. Great news.
Okay, which means he may be listening.
Yes,
Keep your head up, Tasty Cake.
We love you. Yep. Speaking of successful surgery, my mother-in-law had successful back surgery today. Back surgery always...
No fun.
Yes, no fun.
Terrifying, but it was no fun beforehand, so hopefully this... And she has gotten through it, so that is great as well. So good luck, Sue. I know she is not listening. I don't think she has ever listened. The radio show might be a complete lie as far as she is concerned, but I love her, and I'm glad she's doing well. Okay, Andrew, you're on WIP.
What it do, fellas?
Mm. What it do, Andrew?
Hey, this game... Big one this weekend. I mean, the 40 Winers,
really?
The Red Cowboys are coming into Philly, waking up the beast, waking up the fans, saying we can't affect the game. We'll show them. We'll show them this weekend. I hope they're fearing God. I hope they fear death because that's what's about to meet them.
They're going to die?
Hey, their fans, might need a blue chew for the last time they won a Super Bowl.
Oh, there we go.
I mean, hey, they might have to buy one. So our defense coming out, throwing up a goose egg on the starry Niners. I mean, they're not moving the ball. They might get three first downs. Jalen Hurts is going out there and dominating. Saquon Barkley's an animal. A.J. Brown, people call him Batman for a reason. I mean, this team is going to run through the playoffs. Philly's going to dominate again. We're still feeling spooky. I mean, there's no one stopping us this year. And, I mean, give it to Nick Sirianni, the mastermind of it all. Go Birds.
Wow. Wow. Okay, Andrew.
Chills.
Let me ask you this. If you were to score, okay, Andrew and Aaron in San Diego, who has the higher score?
Aaron in San Diego.
Really?
You think?
Yeah. I love okay, Andrew as a guy.
As a guy, for sure.
I really can't, man.
He never evolved as a caller.
Doesn't get what we're looking for.
No. And I will always go to him because he drove out to the dentist office to see our broadcast.
He's come to check. I love okay, Andrew, the guy.
Yes.
The caller.
Just, no.
Thought maybe the Rocky music will get him going a little bit. Going.
You hit the Rocky music.
Yeah, he just doesn't pump up. He doesn't.
Nah.
Oh, and feeling soupy just gives me the D chills. You know?
Really?
Yeah.
It's not. Yeah. I like Aaron in San Diego. I think he's funny.
Oh no, he's the worst caller in WIP history.
I don't know.
All right, 215-592-9494, about a half an hour left of the final WIP Afternoon Show before the playoffs begin. Coming up next, we will get you our picks for this weekend. I also have, if we gave Jack 6 minutes on Bo Bichette, I do want to propose one Sixers question to you.
Yeah.
The 3 or 4 minutes worth of Sixers question, but I do want to ask you, Ike, you, Jack, as well.
Gee Willikers, thanks, pal. Why? I'm locked in on the Sixers.
Gee Willikers, thanks, pal. All right. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
All right. The playoffs are here, and we are dreaming of another championship. Make her feel like a world champion every day with a diamond engagement ring from Marks. And that's why the team at Marks Jewelers love what they do. At Marks, every piece of jewelry they sell becomes part of someone's story. Celebrating real people and real love is what Marks is all about. Visit Marks Jewelers today at the Mount Laurel, New Jersey, or Montgomeryville, PA locations, or check them out online at marks-jewelers.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price. A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 and start learning today.